The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, we get to talk to some pretty amazing people on The Brekkie Show, but right now we're going to go for a trip down memory lane with someone we all grew up with. We all had the cassette tapes. Well, I know I had hundreds of them.
Yep.
Played them over and over again. Say a big good morning this morning to Peter Coombe. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Jules. I'm very, very, very good.
That's great to hear. Now, Jules actually had her cassette tapes confiscated at one point for an annoying thing she kept doing at the supermarket.
Yeah, I've got to tell you.
Oh, yeah? What was that? I've
got to tell you, Peter. Every time, I would have been about 4 or 5 at the time, and we went shopping, and we'd walk past the fruit section and then have those toffee apples ready to go.
Yes.
And I just started singing that song over and over to the point where my mum not only confiscated the tapes, but when she started to go do her weekly shop, she'd leave me with the neighbours because it would just be incessant. I would not stop singing it. Absolutely loved it. Has to be one of my favourite children's songs of all time. Have you got a favourite from all of the albums that you've done over the years?
Oh, boy. Actually, I've been asked that question quite a few times the last few weeks. It's really hard because probably a couple of my favourites are some of the lesser known ones that I rarely get to sing.
Yeah.
There's a track on Newspaper Mama, it's called All Good Things. It's track 7, which is a song I wrote after visiting Uluru. And there's also another track I enjoyed doing very much off Toffee Apple, the very last track called Lullaby for Tom.
Yeah.
Which is a song about my son Tom. But having said all that, I still love doing Newspaper Mama. Love to induce Juicy Greengrass. I've sung Wash Your Face, Nora Juice or Mr. Pickety Cane many times.
Yeah.
But I still quite enjoy doing it. And of course, Spaghetti Bolognese as well and Toffee Apple.
Oh, so good. You just saying the names of the songs right now is just taking me for a trip down memory lane with my cassette tape when I was about 5 years old. I loved all of them.
Cassette tape. Doesn't that sound positively Dickensian?
Oh, it does. Great.
A lot of our younger listeners right now are wondering what it is Jules is talking about with this cassette tape nonsense.
But what's a cassette?
Exactly. So retro.
Do you ever have anyone, when they recognise you in the street, Peter, race up and sing your songs much like Jules would sing Toffee Apple back in the day?
Yes, it does happen occasionally. Not always in tune, but they do sometimes rush up to me and do that very thing you just said.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. And it doesn't matter if they're in tune because it's more so the presentation than the actual quality, isn't it?
That's right, the presentation delivery is more important than being in tune, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about the enthusiasm.
And the enthusiasm.
Yes. I think there's always enthusiasm behind all of your songs. Look, you predominantly perform to kids. Has there anything been, like, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened at one of your concerts?
Oh, that's easy. I did this. This has happened about 3 times now. I'll give you the second time. The second time I did a concert at Melbourne Uni with my band, and this is going back about 4 or 5 years ago now. And
yep.
when I got to Wash Your Face and Orange Juice, and the last verse, which is belly flopping a pizza, belly flopping a pizza, yuck, all that stuff.
Yeah.
At that point, this young guy suddenly stepped out of the crowd. He took off his T-shirt very theatrically, and then he produced an enormous pizza, and he placed it on the ground, and then he very, very, very slowly belly flopped right into the middle of it. That was fairly amazing.
Was this a uni student, or was this a child, or was it UK?
This was definitely a uni student. I reckon he was about 20, 21.
Yep.
And the crowd just cheered wildly. It was wonderful.
That is so perfect.
A fantastic moment.
And so, like, this guy obviously has planned this out. He's gone home the night before. He has baked a pizza. He's made it nice and saucy.
He's a uni student. He hasn't gone home and baked a pizza. He's ordered it from Pizza Hut down the road.
That's right. It was certainly a very planned event, yes.
Now, the new album is great. It's called Live It Up. The title song off the album is Live It Up. You've actually worked with a number of family members on this album. Is that something you would recommend? Like, I mean, were there any creative differences going on working with family?
Well, it's a kind of a serious question. I've worked with all my children on albums over the years. I've never done it just because they were my children on it. You know, wouldn't that be cute if I did that?
Yeah.
I've only ever done it because they can do it. They can actually cut the mustard, as we say in showbiz.
Oh, it's cut for it, yeah.
And on this album, I've worked with 5 of my grandchildren, and on 2 of the songs, one called The Planets and one called All the Dinosaurs, four of my grandchildren do these lovely little cameos. And again, because they could do it.
Yeah.
They want to do it and they could do it. Now, if they couldn't do it, if they weren't any good, I wouldn't have used them because that would be, I think, a little bit nepotistic. But because they could and they loved it, and they've also also done their cameos live on stage as well. I did it, and it's just something I've done for many, many years.
After this tour's finished, would you consider maybe taking the whole family on the roads a la Partridge Family Tour, like in a giant bus and maybe head around Australia?
Well, love to, but I think it's not really practical. I have done that. I mean, not the whole of Australia. The entire family were involved in a concert in Sydney, the Seymour Centre, back in the mid-90s, and that we were all on stage together. The problem with that now is, of course, I have my girls have all got children.
Yeah.
So been taking them.
Yeah, and more the merrier.
And the more the merrier. And the more expensive too.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Okay. Yep, taken on board.
No, having said that, it's a lovely idea, and it was just great performing with the four grandchildren in these two songs, All the Dinosaurs and the Planets. When I launched the album in Adelaide back in late April, and they stood on stage and did their bits, and it was lovely, quite heartwarming.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess as a father too, you'd feel like a proud parent watching him grow up to be little Peter Coombs singing the children's songs. You've been doing this for more than 30 years now, which is a hugely impressive feat. It's one of those industries, like, you're not guaranteed ongoing income, are you? Did you have, like, a backup plan? What else would you be doing if you weren't singing these songs?
It really was a complete act of faith. I mean, when I stopped teaching back in the end of 1982, when I say a complete act of faith, I mean, it wasn't thought out. At that time, I actually had a television show which I'd made in the BBC in London back in the late 70s, running on Australian TV. Plus, I had a radio program as well. So my logic was, if I was going to leave teaching and launch out as a professional full-time children's singer songwriter, now was the time to do it.
Yeah.
If now wasn't the time to do it, when was the time? And I thought that was a good time, because people at least knew me. But having said that, when you stand in front of 300, 400 children, you've really got to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You can't just, you know, just faff around and pretend you know what you're doing. You've got to know what you're doing, because kids aren't polite in the sense that if they don't like what you're doing, they get very restless very quickly.
Yeah.
I imagine they would be the most honest critics of all, wouldn't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, totally. They are. Yeah. Like you say, they are very honest critics. And that's good. It keeps you on your mettle.
Now, you've got the gig coming up Saturday 24th of June at Wesley College. That's for the kids. But you've got a special show for the adults on the 25th of June at the Corner Hotel.
That's
What's
right.
different about the adult shows?
Well, if you compare the two, first of all, with the matinees, the one on the 24th at the Adamson Hall, Wesley College, that will consist, the audience will be probably 98% of young parents in their late 20s, early to mid-30s,
yep.
who grew up on toffee apples, spaghetti bolognese,
washed
nourishes, et cetera, et cetera. And they come along because they simply want their kids to hear the songs too, which is very touching.
Yeah.
Whereas the Sunday show at the Corner will be with the whole band, the Belly Flop and a Pizza Band. And in that show, I still sing Toffee Apple, Wash Your Face, Nourish Juice, Newspaper Mama, et cetera, et cetera. But the difference is we play the songs much, much, much louder, and the audience sings everything.
Yes.
These are young people who've grown up on the songs, and they just love to hear them again. And they're quite lovely shows. I've done about 100 of them, and they're such fun.
Yeah. When you first, like the very first time, you're like, I'm going to do an adults-only show, was there a bit of, like, apprehension about whether or not you'd get a crowd, or was it just a no-brainer for you?
It kind of somewhere between the two of those. I mean, what happened about 10, 11 years ago, I did this show in Adelaide called Schützenfest. And Schützenfest.
Oh, I'm familiar with Schützenfest.
It's a German beer drinking festival.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, why on earth would you ask a children's singer songwriter to perform at a German beer festival?
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, there were hardly any kids there.
Because anyway, they're all so familiar with your songs.
Well, cut a long story short, when I got up and sang to the audience, they were almost all adults. And they actually stormed the stage. You know, I got off stage and thought, what's going on? What on earth was all that about?
Yeah.
And I very quickly realised they simply loved hearing the songs again. So that became another show in Adelaide, and then I just launched on national tour.
It just
got huge crowds, because all these people were just, I guess, rejoiced in the fact that they could actually, you know, reconnect with their childhood and sing the songs they grew up on.
Isn't that...
It's a lovely experience.
It's terrific. I can imagine it. Just a crowd of millennials. They've got their bellies full of beer and German sausage. And I can imagine them wanting to jump up on stage.
You've got the picture.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
Well, The tour is Live It Up and Belly Flopping a Pizza. It is going to be in Melbourne June 24th, 25th. All the details are at petercombe.com.au. Peter, thank you so much for joining us for a chat about this morning.
Great pleasure, Jules. Great pleasure, Chris.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.